Kate Tempest mit Circles in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Natürlich bei Flux FM. Wir haben wie immer tolle musikalische Gäste für euch eingeladen, die heute Abend die Stadt mit ihrem Konzert verzaubern werden. Einer Stray Orchestra, heute Abend im Privatclub auf der Bühne. Einer ist vorbeigekommen mit der zauberhaften Ophelia und ich sage, Vurdan Gorde.
Barbara,
sehr gut. Sehr gut. Guten Tag.
Ja, genau. Wie geht's? Aber eigentlich sollte ich wahrscheinlich anfangen mit erstmal herzlich willkommen. So, welcome again to Flux FM. Really happy to have you here.
Happy to be here.
A great band, die jetzt mitten in ihrer Tour stecken. Wirklich, da sind so viele Termine am Start und jetzt haben sie sich gedacht, kommen wir auch mal wieder nach Berlin heute Abend im Privatclub. So, you're more or less in the middle of a tour right now, right?
Yes, we are. We've done like, I think 11 days of a almost 30 days tour now. So we... Still some dates to go.
Of course, today is the highlight, that's for sure.
Yes. We like Berlin, yeah.
Und es sind ja noch viel mehr Musiker in der Band. So how many musicians are now shopping in Berlin or doing the sound check?
We have three more members in the band. They are at the venue right now, starting to unload the stuff, carrying all the heavy stuff while we are here.
Yeah. That's good. You chose the right job now.
Yeah definitely.
Last time you were here, a couple of months ago, we were talking about the new album, Politrix, which is out for how many months now?
It's been only, not even a month, I think. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. 2 or 3 weeks,
so it's
okay.
It's quite fresh, you know.
It's a really fresh tour then, of course. And ja, zwischendurch haben sie sich gedacht, wir buchen uns mal so ein Studio für 2 Tage und dann nehmen wir das eben auf und dann merken sie irgendwann so, ui, das dauert ja dann doch ein bisschen länger und dann mussten sie umziehen. So you booked the studio. Actually, for how many days did you book the studio and when did you realize, okay, we don't have enough time?
I think we booked it for a long time. On the first record, we spent like 11 days recording and mixing the whole album. But this time we spent something like 40 days in the studio and we still weren't finished.
Oh, 40 days.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that cost some money. Or was it another
story? Yeah, we got pretty broke. So we actually had to do it ourselves.
Yeah. Then we moved the whole recording session into my parents' basement.
And what are the what are the names of your parents?
Torun and Lasse.
Torun and Lasse. And what did Torun and Lasse say when you said, Mom and Dad, I'm coming with Aina and all the great friends to record the new album?
Yeah, I asked very nicely if we could just be there for a little while. And they said, yeah, sure. Okay. And it turned out to be a much longer period of time than we expected.
I think we pretty much lived there, you know, the whole band just slept there. And like
on the couch in the basement.
Like for at least 2 months or something. But it was so good to actually have the time to, you know, spill out all the ideas we had and just do it properly.
Yeah.
For ourselves, you know.
And there's no difference in hearing when you say we're in a big studio and we're now in your great cellar.
Yeah, we got to borrow a really good microphone from the real studio, so that helped a lot. And but it was a good place for recording, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Great basement.
And for the next album as well, cellar or?
Yeah, maybe. We kind of really enjoyed it. So maybe that's the new thing.
Maybe a cabin in the forest.
Also wie gesagt, die Kohle ging dann aus. Es waren nicht 2 Tage, sondern 40 Tage, die sie sich im Studio eingebucht hatten. Und irgendwann waren sie total pleite. Dann hat Ophelia ihre Eltern angerufen. Dann sind sie an den Rand von Oslo gefahren und haben dort im Keller die neue Platte eingespielt. So tell us a little bit about politics. What is it about? It's a little bit about religion.
It's about growing up, and pretty much all of the band members are coming from Norwegian Christian homes. So that's what it's talking about. And we also have a documentary out now online that you can watch, and we are interviewed about the album, and we're talking about, you know, coming from childhood and stepping into the adult world, and it's not just easy. You have to make your own version of what you think is true and not just take what your parents give you as the truth. Yeah. You have to experience yourself, you know?
Yeah, and it's also a little bit, maybe a contrast of what you want to have in your real life when you're living your own life. And you, I read, you're booked in churches, for churches quite a lot. Is that so? Is that the case?
Yes, we have played in quite a lot of churches.
How come?
I think people maybe think that our music fits in the church room.
It kind of does as well, I think, because we have like classical elements as well. We have the cello and violin, very it's a very important element of our music. But at the same time, we have this huge like rock and pop influence as well. So it kind of feels a little bit strange to play in churches, especially also on this album when the lyrics are so
critical.
I wouldn't say blasphemic, but it's it raises some questions.
Yeah.
But we've come to that it's actually a good thing, I think, to actually deal with these problems in the church room. And we love playing in churches.
Yeah.
It's a great atmosphere.
Einer Stray werden öfter für Kirchen gebucht. Diese Texte, die es in dem neuen Album Politics gibt, drehen sich auch oft um Religion, denn viele der Bandmitglieder kommen aus christlichen Haushalten, aber sie sagen auch, es geht eher ums Erwachsenwerden. Man wird in was hineingeboren und vielleicht sind die Eltern dann christlich, aber man muss eben selber später erstmal seinen Weg finden, überlegen, will ich das überhaupt? Was halte ich eigentlich davon? Und so gibt es auch einige Texte, die jetzt vielleicht nicht wirklich blasphemisch sind, wie einer sagt, aber doch schon kritisch herangehen und das tragen sie öfter dann in Kirchen vor. Und manchmal passt das, denkt er, gar nicht so zusammen, aber letztendlich doch, es ist vielleicht gerade der richtige Ort, um diese Songs zu singen. Und wir hören einen jetzt davon, nämlich das Titelstück Politics. Heute Abend treten sie für euch auf im Privatclub und da schreiben wir euch gleich auch noch gerne auf die Gästeliste. Einer Stray Orchestra in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Auf your neck. Einer Stray Orchestra mit Politics. So heißt auch die aktuelle Platte, die seit 3 Wochen erst draußen ist. Heute Abend stellen sie vor im Privatclub. Und dann werden heute Abend auch 5 Menschen, die doch sehr unterschiedliche Einstellungen und Stile zur Musik mitbringen, für euch spielen. So everyone is different in your band. Everyone has his own ideas. So how does that come together? Tell us a little bit about your work when Einer Stray Orchestra is on stage and also in the cellar producing new music. Mm.
It's very interesting because we all have so different backgrounds, especially in music. We have some of us are classical educated, some of us are more in jazz, and some are more pop and
gospel and rock.
Yeah, so we have all kinds of musical backgrounds and
also personally, I think we're quite different people.
So we have very different.
It would be strange to see us in like a gang of friends in a way, but we just fit together for some strange reason musically.
Yeah.
And how did you come together?
Different reasons. I mean, we two have played together since 2007.
Yeah. Just like we were 16 or something.
Yeah, and then we met the others during school and stuff like that.
Quite natural.
Just around, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when was the first time you played together as the Einer Stray Orchestra or Einer Stray Band, or how did you call that?
That's the thing. Like, we've been with this lineup of people for at least 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels really good to finally get the band a name. And, you know, all of the guys, it's the democracy now, so all of the guys are contributing and writing. So it feels really good to finally have a band name.
Yeah, of course. And are you more famous here in our regions than in Norway, or more in Norway than... Tell us a little bit about it. Where is the biggest reception or the...
Yeah, it's been really good in Germany, and we kind of started there in a way. Like, we met a really wonderful booker on a festival in Norway, and we just, why not start with Germany?
Yeah.
So we kind of, we played much more in Germany and Europe than in Norway.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ja, also in Deutschland haben sie eigentlich so hier fast so ein, sind sie eher so Local Heroes, muss man sagen, beziehungsweise hier haben sie fast angefangen, denn sie haben hier einen Booker kennengelernt und haben sich gedacht, ach, wieso eigentlich nicht, wenn der uns hier schon gute Termine beschaffen kann, sind sie also fast bekannter hier bei uns in Deutschland als in Norwegen. Und sie haben auch mal in der Berliner Volksbühne was live aufgenommen. So tell us a little bit about your gig in the Berliner Volksbühne. What would you do there? Was this year or last year?
It was this year, 1st of January.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Silvester, Neujahrskonzert.
Yeah.
It was great.
What did you do there exactly?
We played a show and it was like 850 people there. It was like, it's an annual thing in at Volksbühne. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of our highlight till now, I think, in the band's career, at least there in Germany. It felt like a big thing. And it was
very nice. We all dressed up in like kind of nice clothes. And
in a tux.
Almost as close as you could get these guys to wear a tux. Oh, this was very nice, and it felt very like serious, and it was such a special atmosphere.
Mm. And we made a music video from the show for the new single Pockets Full of Holes.
Yeah, and diesen Song wollen wir uns gleich auch mal anhören. Worum geht's da? What is this song about? Pocket Full of Holes?
Pockets Full of Holes is kind of our Peter Pan anthem. It's about going from childhood to adult world and kind of thinking that, oh, why not just be a kid for the rest of our lives, you know? It's kind of a fear for what's coming in a way. So it feels like it's the peak of happiness, etc. You know, you feel so much happiness as a kid, usually. So it's kind of, yeah, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Also es geht ja oft ums Jungsein und ums Erwachsenenleben, den Schritt dahin zu finden und die schönen Momente auch in der Kindheit auch nochmal Revue passieren zu lassen. Und wir hören uns dieses Stück an und ihr seid herzlich eingeladen, heute Abend in den Privatclub zu kommen, um 5 tolle Musiker auf der Bühne zu sehen. Which instruments will be included tonight on stage for the people to...
Piano, cello, violin, bass, drums, some guitar, and a lot of vocals.
And a lot of... Is everyone singing in a way?
Yeah, everyone is singing. And of course, we look really handsome. That's also very important to get. Yeah.
Confirmation from my side. Und ihr könnt jetzt anrufen. 030-2000-9000. Heute Abend einer Stray Orchestra live im Privatclub. Wir hören Pockets Full of Holes. Und ich sag vielen Dank an Ophelia und an Aina. Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Ciao.
Bis heute Abend.
Tschüss.